Welcome to The Caring Generation, navigating life's transitions with dignity, clarity, and stability. I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator, spokesperson and guardian of The Caring Generation. If you're joining us for the first time, The Caring Generation focuses on the conversation of caring, giving us permission to talk about aging, the challenges of caregiving, and everything in between. Share our website, thecaringgeneration.com. Invite your family, friends, and loved ones to join us each week on Sunday from 10 to noon. So how many of you would like to give back to the community, to be involved, but you really can't commit to doing this on a regular schedule, or you don't want to start offering your time and then have to stop because of other demands like work? How many older adults out there have a lot to offer, but you don't have transportation, so you can't physically get to the office of a nonprofit organization to work? Giving of ourselves, whether it's through volunteer work or helping others in need, shows children and others the value and benefit of giving. If you're an individual and you have time on your hands, or if you're an older adult who wants to become involved but you don't have transportation, we're about ready to hear from a woman who has an online volunteer center. All you need is a home computer and access to the internet, and you can help nonprofit organizations in need in as little as an hour a week, and you don't even have to leave your home. This past week, I interviewed Margaret Pritzker. She's president and founder of a website called Women on Call. Margo founded Women on Call in February 2006 to provide women and nonprofits with an online meeting place to forge productive and efficient connections to make a difference in people's life. Through her work with nonprofits, serving on communities at her children's schools, sitting on organization boards, and helping build schools in remote parts of the world, she was the one that you heard from in our international moment. She recognized a need for volunteers with high-level skill sets to help nonprofits who give back to the community, but a lot of times they can't afford to even pay regular staff. So for those of you who have started, or if you've worked with a nonprofit, you know how hard it is. Money just doesn't drop from the heavens and give you this opportunity to do good deeds. Margot's involvement and experience over the years and her involvement with the Families Foundation allows her to support community efforts. In doing so, she recognized the struggle of nonprofits in finding qualified women to help at little or no cost. I visited with Margot this past week and asked her about starting Women on Call. What gave you the idea to launch Women on Call?
A lifetime of being on both sides of the table as a volunteer and being head of a volunteer of a nonprofit board. And so everything on the volunteer side, from stuffing envelopes to skills-based volunteering, and on the other side of being in charge of a small nonprofit and having to be budget conscious and not able to find the skilled help we needed, except, you know, for looking for pro bono help. Right. After many years of being in those two worlds, maybe we could find a way of connecting them together with women giving their skill set, their professional skill set, to nonprofits.
You may or may not know, but Colorado has one of the largest numbers of nonprofits in the country, somewhere around 15,000. So if you volunteer for a nonprofit or if you work for a nonprofit, Women on Call may be just what you're looking for to receive the help that you need. Let's hear Margot again talk about the expansion of the organization.
June 1st, anybody can become involved. Right now we are in Illinois, Wisconsin, South Carolina. You know, that was the original concept, that this would be for women and nonprofits. And so it may be a nonprofit that needs an accountant for a short amount of time, or a PR person, or legal skills. It's very helpful for people, especially as you may know, some of the nonprofits are tiny. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have two people, and so they really can't afford and they certainly can't do everything themselves. So to be able to get this, to be able to access this just incredible core of volunteers is really a wonderful service for them.
It's true. So many nonprofits need help. Visit the website womenoncall.org, womenoncall.org. You can register your nonprofit organization to gain exposure and potential volunteers. And if you're a volunteer, go to that website. You can register yourself as a volunteer for organizations looking for volunteers. Even Margot didn't escape my question about the difference her mother made in her life, and she also talks about the desire of most of us who want to give back to the community.
You know, my mom always worked, and so when she could give back, and she was a wonderful model for that. I grew up in England, and it's very different in Europe. I mean, this country, America, is philanthropy and giving back is such a fundamental part of America that you really don't see so much in Europe. You know, it would be hospital visits. I believe everybody wants to give back in one way or another. It's just finding the time and managing everything else we do, and that was one of the reasons for creating womenoncall.org, was to make giving back realistic and efficient for women. And, of course, we, you know, ours is women, not only professional women who are working, but people who are just going into a profession, the retired community, the stay-at-home mom, all of these communities. It, you know, it allows them to give back in short amounts of time, maybe a couple of hours a week, so they can fulfill that need to give back.
The website is womenoncall.org, womenoncall.org. Again, it's a website connecting women who want to share their personal and professional skills with nonprofit organizations. It also allows nonprofit organizations to put their needs on the website to find volunteers anywhere in the country. Again, all you need is a computer, you need an internet connection, and you can volunteer as little as 1 hour a week, 1 hour a month. So again, visit Women on Call, enter your interest, and be matched with a volunteer organization that needs your time and talents. Or if you're a nonprofit organization looking for volunteers, visit Women on Call to enter your information and what you're looking for. While we're on the subject of talking about good deeds, about 10 years ago, there was this little movie with Haley Joel Osment, Kevin Spacey, and Helen Hunt. The movie is Pay It Forward. How many of you have seen it? If not, it's definitely worth watching. The movie asks the question, is it possible for one idea to change the world? The movie talks about the idea of helping other people and not allowing them to pay you back. One simple act of kindness is instead paid forward to three other people. Let's listen.
What if the world is just a big disappointment? Unless you take the things that you don't like about this world and you flip them upside down, and you can start that today.
That's me, and that's three people, and I'm going to help them. Then they do it for three other people, then they do it for three more. But it has to be something really big, something they can't do by themselves.
Lost your car?
That's a keen observation.
I can help you.
You're giving me a brand new Jaguar and you don't want anything?
Call it generosity between two strangers.
What did you tell my son to make him bring a homeless man into my house?
You stay right there. What are you doing on my truck?
Let me show you. I'm just gonna open the door, okay? Might be easier for you to sell now that it works.
I didn't ask for your help.
No.
What is going on with you and my son?
He wanted to help somebody, wanted to get somebody back on their feet, so he gave me a little money.
He gave you money?
Yes, ma'am.
That's his savings.
It's clothes and shoes, and I got the job off it.
Somebody comes along like your son and gives me a leg up, I'll take it. Even from a kid, I'll take it.
Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, paying back Trevor.
I'm not allowed to pay back Trevor.
Then what is it you're doing?
I'm paying it forward.
What's paying it forward?
That's me. That's me. And that's three people. And I'm going to help them. But it has to be something really big. Something they can't do by themselves. So I'd do it for them. Then they do it for three other people. Do three more.
That's 20, 7, so I'm not really good at math, but it gets big really fast, you know?
How many times have you experienced the kindness of a stranger and didn't pay it back or pay it forward? I'm Pamela Wilson. You're with us on The Caring Generation, caring to make your life easier with tips, information, education, and caring stories. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and your family members about The Caring Generation by visiting our website, thecaringgeneration.com, and clicking on the Tell a Friend button. Up next, information to inspire you any way you look at life.